News is brought to you by Cars for Kids. After years of intense lobbying, it now turns out neither Fairfax County nor Prince George's County is going to get a new FBI headquarters because the GSA plans to announce today the cancellation of the project. In a phone call with bidders and in meetings on Capitol Hill, the government has been planning on relocating the FBI to a new headquarters for a decade now to get out of the aging J. Edgar Hoover building downtown. There were no survivors among the 16 people aboard a U.S. military plane that crashed last night in Mississippi.
The KC-130, which can be used to carry cargo, transport troops, or do in-flight refueling, spiraled to the ground about 100 miles north of Jackson. Images online showed the crumbled remains on fire in a field surrounded by tall vegetation with a large cloud of smoke above the crash site. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant is calling the incident a tragedy and is asking for prayers. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Montgomery County police are looking for two men who shot a man and a woman in an apartment in Silver Spring early this morning. Police say it happened in the Stewart Lane area. They're now looking for two men fleeing from the area after the shootings. The victim's condition's not known. In Prince George's County, police are looking for suspects in the shootings of two men early today. One of those victims has died. It happened around 2:40 this morning on Forest Park Drive in District Heights. A 13-month-old boy is in stable condition this morning after he was shot last night in Northeast Washington. Police say the boy was not the target of the gunfire. He was apparently caught in the crossfires. Two suspects shot at each other. Flights into and out of the three area airports are back to normal this morning after being disrupted for several hours last night by a construction-related hazmat situation in Northern Virginia. Potentially toxic fumes forced forced fire officials to evacuate an FAA air traffic control facility in Leesburg. The result, flight delays or cancellations at Reagan National, Dulles, and BWI. Well, the temperature's likely to reach the upper 90s today, probably again tomorrow. And that's not the end of it, says National Weather Service forecaster Brian Jackson.
Right now, Thursday looks to be the hottest day, but, you know, that I wouldn't rule out Friday being pretty darn hot, too.
This is, of course, historically the hottest time of year in Washington. The complete WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. In the days following the shooting at the congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, we heard from lawmakers concerned for their safety. And now comes new information that would back up their fears.
Capitol Police have already investigated more threats to members of Congress in the first 6 months of the year than in all of 2016. That is according to House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving. The number of threatening communications to lawmakers has already reached about 950. Last year, U.S. Capitol Police investigated 902 such communications. The Federal Elections Commission cited the numbers in a memo on its website. It's currently weighing Irving's request for lawmakers to use campaign funds for security. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Tom Hanks is being honored by the National Archives Foundation. The foundation says Hanks will receive its 2017 Records of Achievement Award, recognizing Hanks' career supporting history through both acting and filmmaking. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,409. The Nasdaq at 61,76. Sports, Max Scherzer takes the mound tonight as the starting pitcher for the National League in the All-Star Game in Miami. Aaron Judge of the Yankees wins the home run derby. And Gilles Muller of Luxembourg upsets second seed Rafael Nadal at Wimbledon. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, CARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid.
and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 270 southbound. It was a minor crash at 109. That was cleared. Have a little bit of volume through there. Then you'll hit the slowest stretch, really, as you come out of the Germantown Gaithersburg area in toward Rockville. But through that area, all lanes are open. Volume 95 to join onto the outer loop of the Beltway in through Silver Spring. 97, that has been a tough go, heading south past 32 toward 50 in Perrault. That's where we had the earlier crash. Southbound 97, it's over to the shoulder, but major delays continue northbound as you merge off of 50 and checking out all the activity. To the Wilson Bridge, crash right before you get to the bridge span. It's going to be on the inner loop out of Maryland, right at 295 in those far right local lanes. You lose the left lane of those local lanes at 295. 395, Virginia, the crash landmark, that's been confined now to the shoulder. So lanes are open in that stretch beyond near the Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge for the slowdowns. Heading across the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, we're bunched up into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mix in with some clear sky this morning. A cloud sun mix this afternoon, warm, humid, mid-90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible late tonight, 78. Cloud sun with isolated showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs near 95. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Alexandria, 73 in Germantown, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Warren Buffett has just given away $3.2 billion. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:35, the one and only Larry Kudlow will be here joining us. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Vince Colonese.
Hey, good morning, Mary. So, have you been following this Donald Trump Jr. saga?
I haven't heard about it.
Oh, okay. So, you know, Trump Jr., the young man named after Donald Trump. That's a fun fact. Not a lot of people realize that.
Are they related?
Yes, they're also related.
Okay.
By blood. Donald Trump Jr. was, according to the New York Times, informed in an email that the material that he was going to be shared in with in June of 2016 was part of a Russian government effort to aid his father's candidacy. This is according to now three unnamed sources who are speaking to the New York Times, or at least found out about by the New York Times. Donald Trump Jr. again informed in an email that the material was part of a Russian government effort to aid his father's candidacy. The email to the younger Mr. Trump was sent by Rob Goldstone, a publicist and former British tabloid reporter who helped broker the June 2016 meeting. In a statement on Sunday, the New York Times reports, Mr. Trump acknowledged that he was interested in receiving damaging information about Mrs. Clinton, but gave no indication that he thought the lawyer might have been a Kremlin proxy.
Was not Moose or Squirrel?
not clear if it was Moose or Squirrel, but it was definitely a meeting, and it was definitely about damaging information about Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump Jr. said to himself, I'm definitely taking this meeting. Why not? And my gut reaction to this the entire time, including with the new news that the New York Times has, that he had some sense that the Kremlin would be aware that this meeting was going on or that this person had some relationship— is why wouldn't you take a meeting about information about a political opponent? I'm going to ask every reporter who's covering this a basic question. If you take a meeting with a crazy tipster who has a salacious piece of information for you based on some nefarious motives, does that mean that you colluded with that person simply because you went on a fact-finding mission to find out what that person knew?
Is the reporter a Democrat or a Republican?
Let's go with the conventional answer, a Democrat.
No.
So my gut here is like, this is insane, actually, that we're spending so much time hemming and hawing over this. What does it mean? You know, et cetera. Granted, this has been a public curiosity, whether or not Donald Trump or anybody within his orbit colluded with the Russian government, again, whatever that means. Does this even rise to the level of illegality? But I want to know from you. Maybe you think this was a bad idea. maybe Donald Trump Jr. shouldn't have taken the meeting. By the way, he says, and the accounts are, that he dropped the meeting eventually quickly because it was a lobbying effort about Americans adopting Russians. And he was like, oh, okay, this is not really that helpful. He was looking for dirt on Hillary Clinton and didn't get it. It just became something different. And the meeting, you know, kind of they wrote it off as like useless. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. If you were in Donald Trump Jr.'s shoes, would you have taken this meeting? Or should he, for whatever reason, have said, no, no way. You mean, wait a second, this person may be connected in some way with the Russian government? Or this person may just be a Russian citizen? I'm not taking that meeting. That's too much. Why would I do that? It could jeopardize everything. Is that the correct reaction to this? Because in every case, if I was Donald Trump's son and somebody came to me and was like, I've got information for you, take the meeting, dude. That doesn't constitute an endorsement of that person's views or connections. It's a fact-finding mission, right?
No, I agree with you, but I don't think at the time Donald Trump Jr. could have even imagined that this insane Russia narrative that was launched within 24 hours of Hillary Clinton losing the presidency, conveniently, imagine that, that it would have grown to this insane level. And now you have Susan Collins, who is now saying that Donald Trump Jr. needs to testify in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. About what? Yet, has Loretta Lynch testified in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee about the meeting that she had with President Bill Clinton on the tarmac? Have we had anything about that?
We haven't had that yet.
Any collusion there? What did he do wrong? What has Donald Trump Jr. done wrong? If I were a member of the Trump administration at this point, I'd be like, you know what? Send me a subpoena, send me a warrant, whatever it is. I want something legal. I want to know what I'm being charged with. This is just a fishing expedition of, we're going to keep the Senate Intelligence Committee investigation going on until at least 2018, fishing with nothing out of it. It's a waste of taxpayer money.
All right. Well, it seems like at this point, Donald Trump Jr. says he's happy to help in the investigation. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens with that particular part of it. Let's go to Carl in Montgomery County first up on Mornings on the Mall this morning. Good morning, Carl.
You know, at the time, it might have just been naivete. But looking back, you can't just say it's not a big deal. Russia's an enemy. They'd like to see the United States destroyed. It's dangerous. It's dangerous when you consider the tweet that the president came out with after meeting with Putin, mm-hmm. about a collaboration on cybersecurity. Even if it's naivety, it's dangerous.
Right, yeah, that tweet like that, of course, it seems ill-advised, and the White House walked away from that. But on the issue of it being dangerous, it'd be dangerous, I guess, if they reflexively took any information they had and then disseminated it. But that's suggestive of some sort of naive credulity about it. I mean, again, if a crazy person comes in and has a piece of information, you know, it's worth potentially listening to it. Believe me, I do it all the time. I can't tell you how many tipsters I've had that I can feel the crazy alarms going off completely. But I'm hoping that there's a diamond in the rough, that there's something inside of that that's totally useful. And we're ruling out the idea that the Trump people had any judgment at all in assessing that intelligence. All right, thank you, Carl, for calling in on that, though. Good points. Let's go to Donna in Frederick up next here on Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning,
Donna. I just want to say I am so sick and tired of the same old song and dance the left plays constantly. If they had so much on the Trumps, it should have been revealed when they discovered it, not so late in the game when we have our first family in office. My point is that it's a moot point. It's ridiculous. It's so flawed. And that the sources, the anonymous sources, you know, those inside the Beltway deep state people, that's where the real reveal in this is.
Yeah.
And I think that warrants an investigation of its own. Who are these people? Why are they leaking? And why are they always anonymous?
Yeah, it's good points, Donna. I agree with you on that. But on your first point, the idea that why are we finding out about it now then instead of during the campaign? It's because during the campaign, nobody thought it was interesting enough to leak. During a campaign, you always get all the dirt. Every piece of dirt gets out about the candidate. Anything that's even usable, they flip over stones and they use it. NBC News or somebody at NBC leaked tape of Donald Trump on Access Hollywood to the Washington Post in order to attack him. That was used. every single part of the buffalo gets consumed. And in this case, it didn't, because it was never considered risable enough now. And now it's being used to, like, sort of create a picture whether or not it represents a real thing.
Well, the talking points hadn't gone out from the DNC yet because they didn't expect Hillary to lose. The Russian narrative was out within 24 hours of her loss.
Right. Let's get them. We'll hear more from you in a moment, whether or not you think Donald Trump Jr. made the right call by taking this meeting now that the New York Times is calling it the scandal of the century or something like that. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning, D.C. A little bit tough to get across the Douglas Bridge. It's getting there on your way toward Nats Park in that area. It's going to be the crash right before you get onto the bridge span. So still watch. We have activity there with one lane blocked. So not only in that stretch are you merging slowly, but it affects the Suitland Parkway inbound and 295 each direction, again, heading toward the Douglas Bridge, South Capitol Street. On the freeway westbound, as you come off of 295, that delay takes you toward the 14th Street Bridge, 395, the crash and landmark, that's been confined to the shoulder right as you pass Duke Street. Still going to see a little bit of activity there. Accident on the way to the Wilson Bridge. This is going to be out of Maryland on the inner loop, really hitting the solid line of traffic here before St. Barnabas Road. It's in the local lanes, the far right local lanes to the local exits. We still have accident activity near 295 right before the bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, a mix of clouds and sun, isolated shower or thunderstorm today with a high of 96 degrees. Tonight, we'll have some partial cloudiness early with scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, a low of 78. And then tomorrow, we have intervals of clouds and sunshine. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, high near 95 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 78, 8:17 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
All right, Donald Trump Jr. under fire for a June 2016 meeting in which he met with a woman who now they're saying had some connection to the Russian government. And the belief is that Donald Trump Jr. knew about this, the New York Times reports this morning.
Well, it's also been floated that there may be a connection between her and someone else in the Russian mix who is connected to Fusion GPS, and they are the source of that infamous Russian dossier.
Ugh.
On President Trump. This may be a little bit more deep than we know.
So if you were Don Jr., would you have taken the meeting? Let's go to Sam in Woodbridge. You're first up now on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Sam.
Yeah, morning, guys. You know what? What you had indicated earlier, Vince, was exactly right on cue as far as reporters and what they would do to track down a story and who they would meet with. What I find funny in this is nobody, and I would certainly be the first one to ante this up, is if I were in the administration, would be, well, who better would know about the inside salacious dealings of the Clintons with the uranium deal? And there you go. And you've laid it right out. That's the big one in the room.
There's a great meaning. That's a great pretext to even sit down with Russians. Like, hey, you want to drop some information about my opponent? Turns out you have intimate knowledge about something she was involved with.
There you go. We all know it. But that's been swept under the carpet by the media, and nobody talks about that. And these are those opportunities that they just need to lay these things right out on the table and say, there you go. Now let's see what you do with this, because that's a valid reason to where you would talk to anybody that had to do with the Clinton Foundation or with Secretary Clinton or whomever.
Good points this morning, Sam. Thank you very much. Andrew in Frederick, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
My point was, if the information was obtained by an illegal means, let's say it was like Hillary Clinton's compromised server.
Yes.
And Trump Jr. went there, and then he said, okay, well, you need to source this. And then they said, well, I don't know if they would actually openly admit it, but if he was able to put two and two together, then potentially, I don't know, it could be a crime if he knew he was using something that was obtained by an illegal means.
Sure.
But that wasn't revealed, so,
You're right, it wasn't. And that'd be getting way over our skis to even assess something like that. Other than to say, look, the New York Times reported this. Let me read this point, Andrew. Thank you for bringing it up. There is no evidence to suggest that the promised damaging information was related to Russian government computer hacking. So there's no evidence, according to three people who've now seen emails, I guess, that this was related to hacking by the Russians.
Well, we know that every single twist and turn in this Russian thing, we have people, we have politicians on both sides of the aisle who are involved in these, I don't know, how many investigations do we have going now? 3, 4? Who are all coming out and saying, no evidence of collusion, no evidence of this, no evidence of that. Why does Susan Collins want Donald Trump Jr. now to testify in front of the Intelligence Committee? I just view this as they are now just trying to justify their own existence.
Are you saying some of this is animated by politics, Mary?
I find that, no, I would never make that accusation.
David in Virginia has a point about this. David, good morning, sir.
Yeah, Senator Mark Warner and others keep saying that this woman is a government official, and they're doing that on purpose because there's no evidence, at least right now, that she is actually with the Russian government. That doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah.
I think they're using that as a way to try to link the two. She may be just an average private citizen. We have lobbyists in this country that do business with the government all the time. They're not government officials.
Her name is, she's a Russian lawyer,
David,
thank you. And her name is Natalia Veselnitskaya. And Donald Trump Jr.'s understanding was, quote, that she was a private citizen. That was his understanding of this. But again, even if the wool was pulled over his eyes about this, you know, the question is, should he take the meeting? And my assessment is yes.
I would like to point out again the insanity of trying to dissect this. He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, he might have. Who knows? But we haven't gotten to the bottom of it.
He could have, in his heart, been thinking that he was meeting with someone who was ready to overthrow the government and plunge the country into anarchy. Nothing happened. It doesn't matter, right?
Well, he did get you very animated this morning, Mary, at least. More from you in just a moment. 8:22 now on WMAL.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com.
Are you looking around your house and you're saying, I got to spruce this place up, maybe some new flooring, but you don't do it because it's too expensive and it's a hassle? Well, not with 50 Floor. One of their knowledgeable consultants will come to your home on your schedule, and they will help you find the perfect flooring. They'll make recommendations for the best products that fit your lifestyle based on your unique needs and your budget. And installation, it's not a hassle. Couldn't be easier. 50 Floor moves all of your furniture for you. And right now, through the end of July, you'll get 60% off all carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. So all you have to do is schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. They'll come to you. You can see how the sample look in your home with your lighting and your furniture. Plus, when you call 887-50-FLOOR and use promo code WMAL, you're going to get another $100 discount. That's $100 off in addition to 60% savings during the month of July. Details and licensure at 50floor.com. That's 50floor.com.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love. But it could also be atrial fibrillation, or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's time to get rid of all these accidents, Vince, but we still keep getting these fender benders here. The latest one on the George Washington Parkway, southbound as you approach the Key Bridge. Delays now almost back to 123. So as you head past the CIA in that stretch, heavy delays GW down toward the Key Bridge. And over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, slow go this morning, heavier than normal, heading out of Arlington. Part of the problem was once you get on Constitution Avenue at 23rd Street, that's where we had the earlier crash and signal light issues. Suitland Parkway also bunched up before Alabama Avenue. To continue past 295, if you're heading on toward the Douglas Bridge, that's where we have the crash over the Douglas Bridge as you approach South Capitol Street. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is not great, but certainly not zero as we roll through today. Clouds mixing in with clear sky. Very warm this morning, warm, humid this afternoon, somewhere in the middle part of the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, Congressman Lee Zeldin, Cut 18, Mike, I'm going to pull this up, was on CNN this morning and had some thoughts about this idea that Don Jr. met with a Russian lawyer, and it's big, big news in the New York Times and elsewhere. Let's hear what she had to say.
This New York Times story, which is now an allegation of maybe some condiment on this nothing burger.
I don't know why I thought Lee Zeldin was a girl. Of course, Lee's a guy. Thank you for that. And calling it a nothing burger, let's go to Johnny in Centerville. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. What do you make of this, Johnny?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You know, guys, it is a nothing burger. And, you know, I want to really thank you guys for what you do every morning in this station because, you know, the last caller was right. The Russians are an enemy. So, you know, I wonder, well, why did Hillary sell uranium to our enemy? And, you know, this the hypocrisy of it, this is just such a battle for people's minds. And we're currently in a battle. And, you know, you guys are fighting that fight every day, and it's extremely important. My 16-year-old daughter for summer reading is currently reading George Orwell, 1984. And, you know, God, the similarities are just scary. I mean, we are in a battle for people's thoughts and their minds, and the tactics that the left is using is just extremely disturbing.
Johnny, thank you for the kind words. I will say the key here to all of these stories and literally everything you do, just find out what the facts are. Just get to the bottom and just be like, what are the facts of this story and what aren't you telling me? And be a skeptical news consumer, for sure.
Got to teach your kids to do that, so I'm glad he's doing it.
8:28 now on WMAL.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, if you haven't ordered Genucel and its immediate effects for 50% off, now is your last chance. Chamonix has extended their crazy inventory clearance sale for 2 weeks only. Order Genucel for bags and puffiness today, and then you'll get Chamonix's new Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. Rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before. You just sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin. And of course, the bags and puffiness under your eyes, they'll be gone. Join the million satisfied customers who feel confident in their eyes, face, and body. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. The free Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion is only available while supplies last. Call or click now and shipping is also free. This half-price clearance sale is good for only two more weeks. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
You're probably thinking to yourself, what does Larry Kudlow think about everything? Well, you're in luck because he's going to tell us when he comes here in mere moments on Mornings on the Mall. Right now, though, it's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. The GSA is going to make the official announcement this morning. The plans for a new FBI headquarters in the Washington suburbs have been canceled. Government leaders from Virginia and Maryland have been lobbying hard for years for the new FBI headquarters that would have replaced the aging Hoover building downtown. Montgomery County police say they're looking for two suspects in an early morning shooting in the White Oak section of Silver Spring. A man and a woman were shot at an apartment complex on Stewart Lane, the victim's conditions not yet known. D.C. police are looking for the two guys who were shooting at each other last night and accidentally shot a 13-month-old boy. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham.
It was outside. There was some kind of a gathering out here. The child was not targeted. It looks like he was struck by maybe a stroke.
The child is said to be in stable condition. All 16 service members aboard a U.S. Marine plane were killed last night when the plane crashed in Mississippi.
Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, a Navy SEAL, issued a statement on Twitter saying, "Please join me in praying for or sending good thoughts to the families and unit of the Marines we lost." Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant also issued a statement honoring the lives lost, saying, "Our men and women in uniform risk themselves every day to secure our freedom."
Correspondent John Lawrence. More details are emerging about what President Trump's son reportedly knew before he met with a Russian lawyer who's been linked to the Kremlin. And Donald Trump Jr. has issued a statement.
Trump Jr.'s newly hired lawyer insisting in a statement that his client did nothing wrong, noting Don Jr.'s takeaway from this communication was that someone had information potentially helpful to the campaign, and it was coming from someone he knew. Don Jr. had no knowledge as to what specific information, if any, would be discussed.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,409, the Nasdaq at 61,76. Sports, the Nationals will be well represented at tonight's All-Star game. Max Scherzer will be the starting pitcher for the National League.
This is stuff you never forget. And, you know, when you get the opportunity, I'm kicking at the dirt to be able to go out there and pitch.
And the home run derby goes to Yankee slugger Aaron Judge. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fabric. Individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there is one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Learn more at FortinetFederal.com, your cybersecurity blanket.
This is Larry O'Connor along with Dirk, a friend I met over at EMP 180. We're talking about our experiences with them. So, Dirk, tell me, why did you decide to make that phone call to EMP 180?
Well, I actually heard your broadcast advertising EMP 180. The second time was like, I've got to ask my wife if she'd be willing to actually do this program with me. We're going to the Grand Canyon. And clearly, I wanted to be in shape. I had 25, 26 pounds to lose.
It's amazing what a difference 20 pounds on your joints makes, right?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, you've been there, right? You've seen the blue bags with the 20-pound weights in there, and you carry that around in the store. It's like, oh, my gosh.
And that was all on your, it was on your stomach, and your lower back was feeling all that
completely.
Weight in your joints.
Yeah. So the knees, the back, just overall health feeling improved significantly, both me and my wife.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's the first call I make every morning, dialing the first phone number I ever learned. And Dad always answers, always on the first ring. When he got sick, we promised to help him stay in his home, the house he built with Mom before I was born. It hasn't been easy, but we make it work. But now, this new healthcare bill in Congress could make it impossible. His doctors say the cuts mean Dad may not be able to get the care he needs to stay at home. It's bad enough that this healthcare bill will raise my costs, but it could cost my dad everything.
Right now, Congress is meeting behind closed doors in a last-ditch effort to pass this bad healthcare bill. But no matter what deals they cut, this bill will raise premiums and take coverage away from millions of Americans. You can help stop it. Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the healthcare bill. Tell her West Virginia is counting on her. Paid for by AARP.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Delays continue to grow with this crash. Still there. Local lanes. Those are the far lanes that would take you to the local exit on the inner loop right at 295. Now, the tricky part, testing everyone here, is that only the right shoulder gets by. So you're narrowed down to the right side and seeing that you can only use the shoulder at the scene of the crash. If you're joining on the Beltway from southbound 295, you're merging on just beyond the crash. So again, to the Wilson Bridge, heavy out of Maryland, heading toward Virginia past the accident. And those through lanes in the center, all your travel lanes there are open. Telegraph Road and Duke Street in your old town for the crash. Do watch for police. Last check, still there. Just seeing a little bit of volume. Southbound 95. Southbound in Newington, crash reported with delays south on the Fairfax County Parkway to merge onto that stretch of 95. George Washington Parkway bunched up southbound near the Key Bridge for the crash. Top side of the Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring slowing, had a stalled car reported in a loop near University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mix in with some clear sky this morning. Cloud sun mix up this afternoon, still warm, humid, mid-90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms does go up a little overnight tonight, 78. Cloud sun, hit miss storms around tomorrow with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Manassas, 75 in Gaithersburg, 78 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
Good morning.
And we will soon be joined by one Larry Kudlow. Is he here? Larry Kudlow here? No, he's not here yet.
We're working on it.
But we will be joined by Larry Kudlow, CNBC contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL, Saturdays at 7 o'clock. He also has a book out, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity? Exactly. Prosperity.
Obviously. Prosperity.
Yeah, exactly. American prosperity. I did it again. We're going to talk to him about this health care bill fight, because mm-hmm. this is really timely right now. And we spoke with Representative Louis Gohmert about this and what Congress we can expect Congress to reasonably do between now and the August recess. And we're hearing more and more congressmen who are coming out and saying, you know what? If we can't get something done by August recess, there is no August recess.
Well, I saw this morning Politico now reporting that there's a chance that there will be a partial suspension of the August recess, that's the rumor going around, that Hill sources expect that at least a partial recess may occur. So we could see some more congressmen sitting in seats in Washington. Whether or not this is a ceremonial venture, it's anybody's guess. But they have a lot of important work to do, for sure. And getting onto this health care bill is essential. So that's why it's good that we have Larry Kudlow now available to discuss.
Absolutely. And we have it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Larry Kudlow, good afternoon, or good morning, actually, Larry. Yeah. Sorry, not afternoon. Good morning, Larry. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary.
So, Larry, we were just discussing the health care bill fight and what they can get done between now and August recess. And Mike Pence's latest comments on, if you can't get it done, then let's just repeal it. And we're starting to hear more people getting on this bandwagon of let's just repeal it and get that done by August recess. What do you think of that?
Oh, not my favorite thing. I mean, if you do that, you're going to really open the door to a barrage of Democratic criticism that they're going to leave, you know, millions and millions and millions of people in limbo. I mean, it may be just as hard to defend repeal as it is to defend the other stuff that they haven't gotten done. I mean, there's a, what did I read? Quinnipiac, 16% favor the Republican plan. 16% is not good. But if you go to repeal, my hunch is Democrats are just going to say they're repealing it, and they're going to throw everybody off. You're all going to lose your insurance. Wealthy, middle, poor, everybody.
Maybe. I kind of expect, though, that if their repeal plan came through, that the approval numbers might actually go up. Because those 16% who like it, I mean, meaning the reason the numbers are so low is because the belief is that it's only a destroy Obamacare system. But among Republican supporters, they don't even know what the bill does. So they're not for it. It's unknowable.
I know. It may all be unknowable, but if they had a clear position.
Right.
What's missing here is a clear Republican bill. So if you have a clear Republican bill that abolishes mandates, for example, while at the same time allows Medicaid to continue to grow, albeit perhaps some slower pace, and doesn't bail out the insurance companies, I think that could be sold. Right now, Democrats are just going to have a field day if you go for repeal. I mean, repeal was an option a year ago or 6 months ago. I personally don't think it's an option right now. I think conservatives have some great ideas that need to be dealt with. I mean, the Cruz Amendment, for example, which essentially would allow insurance companies who create one plan that would be like Obamacare, okay, it would have everything in it. It would have mandates. It would have 12 specific items you have to have. It's very costly. It's one of the things driving up cost, premium cost. But after that one plan, then they could design as many other plans as they want to fit the needs of what people in the individual insurance market want, right, which is the right position. And consequently, premiums would fall substantially. That would still leave in place, as far as I know. I've not spoken to Senator Cruz lately, but so far as I know, that would still separate out those with preconditioned illnesses, but would be funded. They would fund it by these risk pools, which I always thought was a good idea. Meanwhile, people who are healthy, and that includes the young people who have boycotted the entire plan, right? That's why it's in a death spiral financially. They would be able to have true choice. Now, what's wrong with that? I think that's terrific, getting rid of the mandates. If you repeal alone, and I'm not sure they have the votes to do that, by the way, Democrats are going to just clobber them by saying, you're just walking away from everybody, particularly poor people, particularly sick and ill people, particularly Medicaid. They'll just clobber them. So, look, there's 14 days until August, and in fact, there's 14 days until, get this, a 34-day recess. That's the August recess vacation, as I call it. So if I were Republican leader in the Senate and House, I would vote immediately to end, stop the August recess. Stop it. I'm going to work in August. You guys are going to work in August. They should work in August. Not only should they finish up the health care bill, they must lower taxes, particularly the business taxes that are holding up economic recovery and job and wage creation. So I think repeal alone is a cop-out. I don't think it's politically astute at all. And I think McConnell should just keep pitching away. I don't think they're that far from it. And get something. Just get something. You know, when was the air conditioner invented, Mary? I don't recall. You know what it is? You know a lot about history, don't you? When was the air conditioning?
Well, I don't have air conditioning in my home, so I can't answer that question. So as far as my home is concerned, I know it was not around 136 years ago. But you're right. And the other thing that we talk about,
that's why they should be in August.
I agree. Listen, I can't agree with you more.
It was invented in 1902, by the way.
They should all get together. Trump, McConnell, and Paul Ryan and just say, we're not leaving until we complete health reform and tax cuts. Just say it, all right? I mean, otherwise, look, 14 plus 34 is 48 days. 48 days they're going to give up to do what, may I ask? Not to pass a health bill, not to pass a tax cut. Because when they come back, they only have a handful of days. I think it's about 45, 50 days, and they got to do a budget. They got to do debt ceiling. For heaven's sakes, this is really a comedy of errors. GOP does not look good on this. Democrats just want to nationalize.
You know who never takes a break? Larry Kudlow.
Single payer. All they want. Single payer. Read what they're saying. They would love repeal. Then they can, or they would love to work with the GOP create single payer, government run health care. Let me give an example of single payer.
I wish you could, Larry. You're going off like crazy for
Medicaid.
Us this morning.
Medicaid. Medicaid. You want the whole health system to look like Medicaid? I'm sorry. This is just. As you can see, I'm agitated.
Yeah, you seem a little animated about this subject.
Yes, you are. Larry, thank you so much. We always appreciate it when you come on. It is always very entertaining and informative. That is Larry Kudlow. You can hear him here on at 7 o'clock on WMAL's
Saturdays.
Larry,
love that guy. All right, 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5 Series, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, thank you. And during that, I was hoping that the crash on the Beltway, Maryland, would clear, but it hasn't. We are status quo heading through the Wilson Bridge. This crash still in the local lanes. Those are those far right lanes that take you to your local exits, and only the shoulder gets by. This is just before you get to the bridge span right near 295. So that's why we are just jam solid here. It's right now about Route 5, Branch Avenue, that entire way. Again, crash the culprit in the local lanes. If you're merging on and you're heading south on 295, you're merging onto the Beltway just beyond the crash. So no delays through that stretch. Very slow go at it for a lot of this area. George Washington Parkway crash southbound near the Key Bridge. On 123, the Chain Bridge Road onto the Chain Bridge. Heavy, looks like some bailout traffic there. Northbound GW Parkway slows to the Beltway. On 16th Street, heading southbound out of Silver Spring and coming down toward Military Road, crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is not great, but certainly not zero as we roll through today. Clouds mixing in with clear sky. Very warm this morning, warm, humid this afternoon, somewhere in the middle part of the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It's 8:47 on WMAL. All right, Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton in the news, Mary.
I love when she's in the news because it's usually hilarious.
Let's see here. Washington, D.C. officials have cried foul over Republican legislation that would supersede the district's local gun control laws. District's one Democratic congresswoman, let's refer to her as a delegate, but she is in Congress, calling it an insult to suggest some D.C. residents may want to carry firearms for self-defense. It's an insult to think that D.C. residents want to protect themselves.
The Daily Caller. I have to give credit to the Daily Caller here and Carrie Pickett. Carrie Pickett actually spoke to Eleanor Holmes Norton, and she asked her about this idea of allowing concealed carry in the district, especially because of the attack on Scalise and the Republicans who were at that softball practice in Virginia when that happened. And a lot of them voiced the concern of, hey, if it weren't for the private security there for Scalise, the protection that he had with the Capitol Police, we would have been sitting ducks out there. So Carrie Pickett asked Eleanor Holmes Norton about that.
It would have been a massacre. Right. Let's not sugarcoat it. It would have been a massacre of lawmakers. And that was stopped by a gun.
Absolutely. And here's Eleanor Holmes Norton's response with Carrie Pickett.
Very often we do see in a district a number of people who do live in some rough neighborhoods, and they want to be able to defend themselves. Should they be able to defend themselves with a concealed carry permit?
The city has taken the position that the best way to defend yourself is not to be armed. So your notion that if you is an insult.
So funny.
Quite an insult to the wards that have greater crime. They have not come forward to me and say, Congresswoman, we want to conceal and carry.
Oh, so,
so
hilarious.
I suggest that you approach the people you're talking about.
I already have, actually.
I love that.
The best way to defend yourself is to not be armed. So how do we defend ourselves, Ms. Nord? I'm just curious. How exactly would that happen? Thomas Massey out of Kentucky filed on June 15th the D.C. Personal Protection Reciprocity Act that would recognize D.C. to that would require D.C. to recognize out-of-state carry permits for concealed guns. And then Brian Babin out of Texas introduced legislation to allow members of Congress the ability to carry concealed wherever their jobs may take them, including D.C. I'm not a fan of that. If it's going to be, if it's good for Congress, it's good for me, too.
I can't imagine people being excited that Eleanor Holmes Norton is laughing at their ability to defend themselves. 850 now on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real-life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The good news, more of us are getting out there and riding our bikes. The bad news, more of us are getting hurt doing it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I don't usually like to talk about medicine in terms of money. I prefer to focus on the people, but sometimes there are things you can learn from looking at the numbers. Case in point, this new study out of UCSF. It found that medical costs from bike accidents are soaring, now costing tens of billions of dollars a year. It is approximately double the medical and other various costs involved for all occupational illnesses, according to this new report. More men than women are ending up in the hospital, and they are older. What's more, the injuries that hospitals are seeing are more severe since people are biking alongside cars on busy roads. Look, if you're going to get out there, and I hope you do get out there, follow the rules of the road. Remember to ride safely and always wear your helmet. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation.